Hello, beautiful people. Welcome to Reach Her Podcast. We hear you, and this is a platform for all budding women out there. This is Madhumati here with you, and today we have Divya Vegan John from Malaysia, a journalist and Tamil news reader by profession and a singer by passion. Let's welcome her. Hello, Divya. How are you?
Hi, Madhu. I'm good. How are you?
I'm good, Divya. I'm good. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being with us today. We are actually glad that you're here. How are you keeping yourself engaged, and how are you occupied in times like this, Divya?
You mean the lockdown?
Yeah.
Okay. In Malaysia, we won't call it lockdown. It is MCO, Movement Control Order. Okay. So we have been, actually I'm from working from home.
Okay.
So it's been quite busy for me, as well as I get a lot of time, so I could learn something new. I could follow all my. I want to do this, do that. I'll complete all my to-do lists, like buy guitar, learning the chords, like home workout, learning new recipes for healthy meals, journaling, morning pages, and all that stuff.
So
basically, it's been a useful and busy time.
Okay, so the whole day is used productively, because like before, you have to go to work, then you will have to spend time and travel, and now you can save all that time.
Yeah, exactly.
When I was going through your profile and searching about you, I found that you were multifaceted in many things. You do a lot of things, right? I mean, you're singing or journaling and journalism and all these things. So tell us what all you do and how you maintain all those simultaneously.
Okay, I'm a singer, not a well-known. I'm learning now. I've released a single, Kaiga Kura, recently with my label. I'm a label artist. Beside that, I'm a journalist, newsreader, as you said. I'm a voiceover artist for radio and TV commercials.
Okay.
So far, that's it. I'm improving my skills. So hopefully in future, I'll be someone.
Sure. We do hope to see you on screen and, your name coming on after the movies and all these things.
Thank you.
All the best for that.
Thank you.
So talking about journalism and singing, we'll talk one by one, okay? So,
okay.
Talking about journalism. We all, when we were young, when we were kids, when people come and ask, okay, what do you want to be when you were, when you get old or anything like that? So would you do journalism or what was it that you got interest in journalism over the period? How was it?
Okay, since childhood, I love journalism. Like we all see in the movies, like researching kind of thing to solve problem of issues. It's quite interesting, actually. But then becoming a journalist is quite challenging, and we won't get chances always if we want to be journalist. And I'm from a middle class family, so it would be like, I want to become a journalist is not that much wow.
Okay,
but I love journalism, so I go with the flow, and as time passed by, I get a chance and I grab it. So that's how I got into journalism. Actually, journalism chose me, not I'm the one that chose journalism.
Okay, now that you told journalism chose you, it is kindling the interest in me. Now tell us, how was the journey? How did journalism choose you?
Okay, once I finished my secondary school, I continued my diploma in engineering, in electrical engineering. I used to be an engineer for a few months before this. So once, okay, those times were like for middle class people. I'm from a, my mom is a single mother. Okay. So I just grabbed what the chance I get. So I got an offer from an institute, government institute, which is apparently cheaper than this degree and that degree. Yeah, so I just grabbed it. And luckily I got scholarship for that. So once the 3 years diploma is over, luckily, during my internship time, I got an audition call from my company.
Oh, the one you're working now.
Yes, exactly. Audition for the newsreader and the journalism job, the job I'm working now. So I just give it a try. not like I really wanted that, but I just gave it a try and yeah, I got it.
How do you feel? I mean, most of us, we just out of that interest and sheer interest, we go and like, okay, fine, it's okay if I get it or not, we'll just give it a try. And suddenly it clicks. So, and it was your interest also. So how did you feel that moment when you grabbed that and what did you do next?
That moment was just a wow. I was literally crying that time. That time I was writing in my journal, okay, I want this job. I want this job. Before going to the audition, the interview, before seeing the company physically, I was like, okay, just give it a try. And then once I see the people there, you know, it's a radio and TV company. So obviously all the celebrities, all the stars, you can meet them every day. And I'll be like, oh my God, I'll be working here. And it literally get my attention, my interest. And then I keep on journaling, like, I want the job, I want the job, I want the job. And I think one of the most important thing that helped me is also law of attraction. I literally wanted the job. I was like, oh, I want it. I was writing, I was thinking, and yeah, I got the job.
That's so nice. So you entered journalism. I mean, are they both different companies or different segments of
the same? No.
Same.
It's the same. Why I'm called as a journalist is the news I'm reading, I'm the one writing the scripts. Okay, so it's not scripted job or what. I need to find the issue. I need to write the script. I need to read it.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
So what kind of, like, you see in journalism, there are many types, right? You see this photojournalist, and then they some journalists talk about specific topics, like about criminal issues, about movies, about things, various stuff like that. So what is your niche? What do you cover?
Okay, I'm a sports writer and also general news writer. Okay. General means like political news, crime news is all included as general.
Okay.
Like entertainment is not my cup of coffee because that was the entertainment company. So there are a lot of department else to cover the entertainment news. Mm. So mine will be the general news and sports.
Oh, fine. So this being about your journalism, talking about music, since when do you have this interest in music? Was it from the childhood again or how was it?
Okay. I love to sing since childhood. My father used to be a local singer in my area. And maybe because of that, I got the talent by God's grace. And my parents love to see my talents. They will always encourage me. I'm the hyper one among my siblings.
Okay.
So they'll be like, oh my God, she's singing. Okay, keep singing. Oh my God, she's dancing. Keep dancing. They were embracing me. They were encouraging me. So it was a bit, it gives me positive feedbacks in future. So I love singing and I keep on singing. And I am not a professional singer. I'm not trained professionally because I'm from a remote village. And those days, in those areas, there's not any singing classes or dance classes. Any kind of classes are very rare. We can't reach it. We need to travel miles to get them. So I was not like trained, but I tried and learning in schools, singing in schools and that kind of thing. And once I reached here, KL. KL is like, you know, it's a city. So I could embrace my talent here. So that's how my singing came. But all the people around me know, maybe I think they know I am a good singer. Yeah. I'm a good singer.
Yes, you are.
Okay, so they were encouraging me, and in my institute, in when doing my diploma, there are friends who are encouraging me. I've been go to the like the competitions and all, and yeah, finally my label found me in IG.
Yeah,
that's it.
True. I mean, see, I actually, when I heard you singing, I thought you were a trained singer because you sing so beautifully because like you can self-learn things, but there are a few things, a few moments where you need people to correct and you need to identify because we think what we are doing is correct. So there should be someone who should be like, no, you're doing it wrong. There should be somebody to criticize. So was there anybody, okay, you didn't get professionally trained, but there must have been somebody who would critic you or help you out in some stuff. Was there anybody like that?
Yeah, a lot, quite a lot of people. Ever since childhood, like, people who are listening is not a professional singer, so they'll be like, oh my god, your song are literally so good. And then once I enter to a reality with all my good singers, they'll be like, oh, you got errors here and there, it's not good, it's not what it is. So okay. And then I realized, so singing is not as easy as I think, as I thought. So I enter into a label where the label give me the Kaingakuda song, and they teach me, they are teaching me actually how to sing, how to correct the types of music. Actually, I'm learning quite a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I've joined a label, I think. So hopefully, I am not a good singer. Yeah, I am not a very good singer. But what you are listening in IG, yeah, I even get comments from my IG, my Facebook. Okay, you got errors here and there, please correct it. And I'm thankful for that.
Yeah, like, we need those criticism, like, you know, constructive.
Yeah.
So talking about, you said you joined the label. So when did you join, and how was that? How did that happen? I mean, the process or the journey?
Okay, as I said, I always post cover song in my IG. Yeah. I just want to get noticed. I love to seek attention, actually. So my target for recent years was, okay, I need to post one cover song every week. Okay. That is every Saturday, I need to post one cover. Maybe something could happen. I was not targeting for any labels or any songs, but okay, this is my to-do list for the year.
Okay.
So I just posted covers. And this BR Music Studio, they they identified me, and then they DM me, and we got collaborated for a song. Mm-hmm. And then after the song, okay, you can join with us, you can sign a contract. So I thought that's a good chance, good opportunity to learn about music.
Yeah.
And I literally grabbed every chance I got in my life.
That is actually
and that's how.
Because most of the people, they're not sure if this is there their cup of tea, or should they give it a try, or because of the risks involved or something like that, most of us don't give it a try. But you giving it a try, and you are actually benefiting from it. So that's a great thing to be, to have it in achievements. So during the shooting, like I saw the video, and you were also there in the video, and how was the experience of that, you know, the whole shoot? Because generally shoot times are very fun, and yeah, you work there, but it's very fun filled and nice moments will be there. So share some moments of the shooting thing.
Okay. Literally when my manager said, okay, you are in the shoot, you are in the video, I was like, oh my God, I'm in a video song. And then once I got there, I met a new makeup artist, new hairdresser, new cameraman and all. They were like, they are talented in each of their respective fields. I was like, oh, people like these are existing. Like, people like these are still existing. Okay, and it was so much. They were so friendly, and they were literally helping me. Like, you know, the makeup artist, when the director say cut, they came and touch up all the time under the sun. Oh my God, they are dedicated, man. And it was quite fun also. We talk about, we sing along. And it's my first video song ever, and I couldn't forget the moment, man. It was literally wow.
So you're working on any such projects, like upcoming projects or anything like that?
So far, we have been writing and composing a song from our studio, but it is yet to be released, yet to be announced. So I think it's not good for me to announce now.
Yeah, yeah.
So we are waiting for another
the
project.
Right time
we are doing.
Yeah.
We are doing.
So we can get to see you on another project, and yeah, it's nice. Like, we're looking forward to that. So you're into many things. I mean, journalism itself is a job that takes a lot of efforts, and you have to put in a lot of time and effort into it, like collecting information, and sometimes you'll have to be there personally and do stuff. So, and when you talk about music, it is something that you passionately do. And yeah, journalism also, you do it passionately, but singing is a different thing. And both of them being totally two different categories of interest, how do you balance between these? And if not just between these two, with all the interests that you have, how do you maintain that balance?
Okay, for work, I'm working like 9 to 5, 11 to 7. I'll fix that time for full focus in my job. once I go back to home, if there is any remind things I should do, I'll do it. And I'll fix the time like 7 p.m. or 8 p.m. This is my singing time. So I need to learn singing. I need to learn guitar. I'll set a time for everything. Try it at least 3 to 4 times a week. It shouldn't be every day. You can try it 3 to 4 times every day, every week, sorry. So it can be consistent for your entire life. Then it's good to go. Like me, my job is, I literally love those, all the fields I'm in. Like journalism is like researching about an issue. And then you need to think for questions, need to brainstorm with your manager, your editors. And okay, wow, this is the angle I can cover. That's the angle I can cover. Besides writing scripts and reading, I'm also doing like, we also need to write articles, we need to do videos, we need to do podcasts, this all in my job scope. Okay. So it's kind of interesting. I'm a talkative girl, so talking, singing, like engaging with people is my cup of tea. So yeah. I literally love it. And then once that's finished, if there is something, any other news I need to research, I come home and I'll research about it, I'll write about it, and I'll complete the thing. And so that the day after tomorrow or something, I can show it to the editor or publisher thing. Yeah, that kind of thing. And then for singing part, okay, this is my time for singing. I need to sing, man. Okay, I'll sing. And then I'll show it to my manager who is in the BR Music Studio. He will correct it. Okay, this part, you need to correct. So I try to be as productive as I can, because 20 to 30 years old is the time when you need to be very precise, very careful, very... you need to take all the yeah, so that's what will define your future. So I'm trying to get as more as thing as I want. So yeah, that's how it's going.
That's nice. I mean, most of us, especially me, if I'm into one thing, that's the only thing I'll do. I can't be into multiple things and all this stuff. So, so I was just, you know, wowstruck when I met a few people who are like, you know, into many things at a time, and they're able to do so many things. So I was just curious, how do you do it? So,
if you are interested in multiple fields, do not listen to other people's comments or negative or bad comments. Just listen to your inner voice. Yeah. If you are interested in this, just go get it. Like, let's say if I'm not into journalism, I'll maybe be an engineer, electrical engineer. My plan was that those times, okay, after engineering, I need to continue my degree in engineering, my IR and blah, blah, blah. And now I'm into engineering. Okay, now I've planned my degree soon in journalism or communication. Okay. Like that. It should be your interest. As long as you have interest, then you should go for that. Girl, you need to get it.
Thank you so much, Divya. Since you spoke about this age, I mean, 20 to 30 is the time you take risks and all these things. And that is the time you set the base for your future.
Yeah.
So what aim or what is the target that you've set, like over the years? Okay, this is what I want to do. And what kind of targets do you have?
Okay. Honestly, I have no any idea of, okay, I want to become this person or that person. Generally, I want to become a well-known person and I want to become an influencer. I just need to be an example for all kind of ladies out there who are struggling to become. It's not like, I want to be that responsible. But then I know the struggle, man. I know the how tough it is to cross all this journey. So maybe I could help them in future so that they can also succeed in their life. So my aim is like, obviously I want to become a singer, a playback singer, and I want to become a millionaire. I want to become an influencer. I want to become, I want to get a doctorate, PhD in my studies. And there are lots of dreams for me and goals. Okay, maybe I could get it. I'm literally believing I could get it, hopefully. Yeah.
Yeah. We also hope the same, and all the best again for that.
Thank you.
So talking about this, when I was going through your profile, I also found about your 100-day challenge. Okay.
Yeah.
So where you told about you learning a guitar and you'd be posting it, that's a nice mechanism. I mean, I read it somewhere where you need to keep something, keep yourself responsible to something so that you do it continuously. Mm-hmm. That was nice that you said you'll be posting it so that you stick to that. So how is that coming along? How are you learning guitar and how is it going?
Okay, before this, I used to sing and I'll be like, okay, I need to post a cover song. I need a minus one. And then I take a minus one. It will be copyright issue in all the social media. And I'll be like, oh my God, I don't know about the music, man. I literally don't know about the music. I just know how to sing. So I think I should pick up any instruments. And that time I think, okay, guitar is the cheapest one. So it can be easy. I thought it could be easy, but it is not. It's not easy. And then I bought my guitar. That's the dream board for me. In my 2020 dream board, okay, my dreams are, okay, need to buy guitar, need to learn guitar. The first one I did, need to buy guitar. And then the guitar was sleeping at a corner in my house. And then I always think that, okay, why did I bought that? And my friend said, always you are buying what you want, but you are not using it. Okay, and then, yeah. And suddenly I realized that, oh my God, it's half year through. Okay. I didn't do anything with the guitar. And my dream board is, oh my God, I need to complete that, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, so basically if someone monitors me, someone's watching me, I'll do that thing. Like people, maybe I post today, tomorrow, where is your cover? People will ask. So I'm afraid for that. I'm afraid of maybe people think I'm not perfect. We are not perfect, but
we are answerable at some point.
I hate those kind of situations. So, okay, I planned for 100-day challenge. And yeah, I'm happy that there are a few of my followers, they are following it actually. They are not posting, but they are following. They'll be DMing me like, okay, don't stop. I'm also doing that. Okay. So it's, God, oh my God, that time I'm feeling like, oh my God, what such a gem am I? I'm a good influencer, man. That kind of thing. So now it's been, more than 2 weeks and it's going well. I'm grateful for myself that I've started this 100 days journey and I have literally learned quite a lot during this 2 weeks time and hope to go more. Yeah, I want to learn more and yeah. With my cheapest guitar, I could learn that. And one day, my goal is to buy expensive guitar and, yeah, learn more chords and sing along. My ultimate goal is sing with guitar with my cover without any error in both.
Let's imagine that you're doing it possibly as soon as possible. The first time you're doing it, and how would you feel that moment? I mean, that you've been wanting to do it for so long and you do it.
Maybe I could feel proud of myself it's a usual thing. Maybe if people commented like, oh my God, you made it. Then I'll feel like, oh my God, I made that, like that a thing. Usually if people praise me, I'll be like, oh, okay, I'm doing good. That's not quite good actually, but I'm learning to correct it. I'll always be happy. Yeah, that's it.
So, yeah, talking about your interests in music and guitar, you also are a big fan of Aaron Mansur, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. I'm not a real fan. I have seen people who are like freakingly collecting AR CDs, AR tracks, original tracks, and I'm here downloading all the MP3s. I'll be like, oh, I'm not a real fan, but I really love AR. I love AR.
I saw like how interested and how passionate you are about AR also. One thing is you don't have to collect things and do all those things to be a fan. I mean, you genuinely like that person and his talent. So yes, you are a good fan.
Thank you so much, Madhu.
So, let's go back to this imaginary situation again. Hope it comes true. In case you get to work with A.R. Rahman, sir, provided you will sing so well, you get to work with him and meet him in person and all these things. How would you react and what would you do?
Oh my God, the first time I meet A.R., I'll cry. That's the only thing I'll do. I'll cry. I can't be like, oh my God, I met the person I wanted to meet in my life. Then I'll go and, hi sir, how are you? Not like that. I'll literally cry. Oh my God. I'll cry maybe for a few hours. And if Aaron is still there, then I can go, hi sir, how are you? And I'm still crying, maybe tears rolling out my cheeks, maybe. And I'll be like, oh my, Sunny, it's Aaron, man. Oh my God, I love him.
It happened,
and
you know.
If I could work with him, well, that's my lifetime achievement. Yeah, working with ARR is in my bucket list. One day in future, I want to work with him. Oh my God. I'll call you, Madhu. I'll call you and tell you. Madhu, as you say, I worked with AR. I love you.
I'll be waiting for your call, Divya. Seriously. Again, I hope and wish for you. I mean, you work with AR, sir, and you sing some playback songs, and I hear it on TV or some Spotify or something like that. So that'll be great. Till now, like whatever has actually happened, what do you consider is your greatest achievement?
Okay. Till now, I've been doing many things, but I wouldn't consider this as my greatest achievement. But my job, I think my job is one of my greatest achievements, because I'm from a remote village with a single mother, with all my siblings are not helping me. My mom was used to be a rubber taper. So she literally used every pennies what she's getting from rubber taping. She'll give us food. Sometimes we have not been eating, like eating porridge, something. Chicken and rice is like, oh my God, chicken and rice. That kind of time also have been there. And for me, from there, from my village to this job is really a big achievement for many people. Actually, at first, I didn't thought it. But my relatives, my friends, the people at my villages, they'll be like, oh my God, your daughter became a journalist. Your daughter became a newsreader. She's reading news. Wow. I could hear literally, oh my God, like that. So phrases like that, okay, actually we are doing something. And my mom is really very happy. She's satisfied with my job. So I think something that could make my mom is, okay, it's a good achievement for me. But for me personally, there are a lot that I need to achieve. Not yet, but I need to get it. This is not enough for me. So I need to get more. I could get it. Always girls out there, do not think that this goal is so far for me. I couldn't get it. No such thing. As I say, law of attraction is literally getting anything you want in your life. Like for me, this job is just a dream for people like us. Because the company I'm working is, it's a well-known company in Malaysia. All the people literally know. But if I want to work there, it's a bit, okay, I need to get a chance. Like, luckily, I got this audition. There are not all the people
using the opportunity, right?
Yeah, exactly. The opportunity always won't come to you. But I think you need to believe in yourself. You need to believe in the energy of universe. You'll surely get it. I won't say, like working with ARR, I won't say, okay, it's not going to be happen. I'm sure it's going to happen, but soon. Okay, I'm waiting for that. So just wait for the time. You can get it.
Thank you so much. I mean, that is really, you know... Just there's a difference between how just people say and people feel that, been in that moment and then say. So I can see that thing in you. I mean, you've crossed all that, and being in that position and being that person with experience, you're telling it, and that's really sharp. Talking about achievement. So every achievement, yes, it needs some challenges to be faced, and the journey is not easy. There are a lot of twists and turns and ups and downs. So how was your journey, like throughout your life, I mean, maybe in terms of your career or in terms of your life, how was it? I mean, what were the challenges that you faced and how was it?
Okay. I think the journey in my life is much more tougher than the journey in my profession, because as a poor girl, I came to a city like this. Like those times I actually... love like business kind of degrees, like communication, journalism degrees. But then what we could get that time is what we could get. So like the classes, the singing classes, the dance classes, all, we couldn't get it. So actually, me and my mom, she faced quite a lot of challenges in her lifetime. After my father's death, she used to raise me as a brave girl. She tried it so much, like letting me to go to my school with my bike, with her bike. Those times we don't have car. So she taught me, okay, go to whatever you want with your bike. Okay, I'll go there. And then people started saying, oh, see, this lady, a girl without father, she's going alone. Oh my God, blah, blah, blah. And then now I can see at my village, they are letting all their girls. Oh my God. Then why are you talking behind like that? And now they are saying, they are saying to my mom, wow, you literally, you raised a good girl. Yeah, I know, man. And then my mom be happy, but I don't like those kind of people. And there are some people, like, they come to me, they not even ask, hey, how are you, even before this. And now they all of a sudden came to me, hey, how are you, had your lunch? Why are you asking this? And then apparently they want a job in my company, like that kind of people. So this kind of attention seekers, you don't bother them. And the second thing is, talking about the struggles. The struggles in my life. Okay, those times we don't have money, we don't have food. Okay, I'm going to school and there are some good-hearted teachers who get me free food, get me free books, like that. And imagine there is a teacher, she's my aunt. My aunt is one of the teachers in my school. And she went to the principal and say, no, why are you giving this? Why are you giving that? She's from a good family. No need to give this and that. That kind of thing. And now she's like coming to my house every day and literally talking to my mom like nothing happened. I hate this kind of thing. And then about the struggles, I'm not coming to the track. Okay, the struggles are there, really. The struggles are there. I couldn't get what I want, like basic things, like the food, the dress I want, like that. And then, okay, I get the chance to come to diploma. And then I grabbed the chance for a scholarship. Once after that, okay, I thought, okay, this will be over. And then I came into reality where in city, I'm doing quite a lot of things, but it's not all the thing that giving me money. I'm still struggling with financial and all. Living in city alone is really very challenging. So I'm still facing all those challenges. And I hope one day I could overcome all these things and I could become a millionaire with food and all. And I want to help those who are out there without food, who have the same journey as me. I literally want to help them.
That is really inspiring, Divya, because only people who've been through there will understand. Like, yes, there are people who are well off and still understand things. There are such people too. But when you've been in that situation, that is when you get that true urge, you know, to help people and have things and give it to others and all these things. I hope you do that someday. So throughout these struggles, what is that one thing or a couple of things that kept you going? Like, no, this is not the end. I have to go beyond this and achieve. There must have been some inspiration or some motive behind that. What was that?
Seeing my mom struggling. She was literally struggling raising me. She was struggling raising all of us, four siblings. And the three first, they are just gone. And I'm seeing her like, she is struggling. Sometimes she's crying without, she's not showing us, but we know she's crying. Oh my God, I need to keep going. And the most important thing is my mom always used to say, if you want something, just go get it. Okay, my mom is a good student at her school. She's a best athlete in her school. But once after marriage, you know, those days of marriages, once you married, you can't go to the job and all. My mom really loved to work, really loved to hustle. But then since my father, he's a loving guy. He's a cool guy. But then, like, you know, you should be in a house. You should take care of your kids, take care of your husband. Like, this is not like these times. You need to follow your passion. Not like that. Those times, you need to take care of your family. Priority. That's the important. Yeah, important role of girls will be that. So that my mom, she actually got some offers from to become cabin crew, to become teacher, to become nurse. But then she just gave up those things just for the sake of us. Yeah. And then that is what she's always telling. If you want to be an astronaut, just go. if you want to be a pilot, just go. She wants to tell that astronaut is such a big thing. No, if you want to get the thing, make yourself as achievable as that thing. If you want that thing, just go and get it. And that motivation speeches from my mom and the struggles are really helped me keep going. And I'm thankful for my mom now.
We are thankful for raising you to be such a brave girl child. I mean, especially with so much of struggles, if you weren't brave, then it was easy and you would be more vulnerable to anything that is happening around. So if you are strong, yeah, then that is purely because of your mom's courage and the way she brought you up. So thanks to her. So there are many people out there, Divya, I mean, who need to, even they are like struggling like the same things. They're struggling to achieve their passion and pursue their passion and then needing some motivation to stay on, hold on to things and achieve, become big someday. So what do you want to tell such people?
Keep trying. You will surely become someone one day. Just keep trying. Do not listen to others' criticism, others' negative comments or what. Just listen to your inner voice. Just keep trying. The most important thing is your passion and your love towards the field and your hard work. Keep trying. Keep hardworking. Keep researching. Like me, I want to become a blogger now. I'm in the midst of researching how to become a blogger, how to become a vlogger. It is multitasking, I know, but I love to do those things. So I need a perfect vision of the thing. So I need to research perfectly and so that I could start it with all the confidence and all. I just need myself for that. You don't need anyone in your life to achieve what you want, to become who you are, who you want. So just you and yourself, study for that, research for that. No matter if you are married, if you are single, if you are divorcee, it's not important anymore. So you just need yourself, focus, keep trying, researching, learning and grow. You keep going. You can get it, girl. You surely can get it. Keep rocking. Keep going.
Thank you so much, Divya. I mean, so you mean to say you need to be given whatever circumstances, you should know what you really want and be self-dependent and go for it. So that was a beautiful way to put it. Thank you so much for your time, Divya. It was an amazing time talking to you. I mean, it was truly inspiring, at least to me. I'm sure the audience will also be inspired from this talk. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Madhumati. Sorry. Madhumati. Thank you so much, Madhu. Thank you so much, Madhu. I had a great time too. Thank you so much for having me. And thank you so much for inspiring all those girls, ladies out there. You guys are wow. Keep going, keep going. Thank you so much. And do keep in touch.
Sure. Thank you so much, Divya. And to the audience, thank you for your time. And I hope you're inspired from this session. Stay tuned until the next session. Until then, this is Madhumati signing off to Reach Her Podcast. We hear you. And this is a platform for all budding women out there. Thank you.